Good morning, everyone. The title of my presentation is Multidisciplinary Approach to Investigate the Effects of Draw Stress on Cotton Fiber Quality. My name is Zhuan Zhuanma. I'm from Fiber and Biopolymer Research Institute, Texas Tech University. I'm working with Dr. Abidi. The co-authors are Dr. Hakei and Dr. Chen. As we all know, cotton is a major cash crop for the state of Texas. Texas ranks first in cotton yields, accounting for around 40% of the total production of the U.S. Cotton produced in Texas High Plains is under a wide water levels, ranging from full irrigated to dryland. Water deficit negatively impacts the cotton overall growth, both set, hence reduces the fiber yields and quality performances. However, little is known about the fiber performances under drought stress and the regulation processes critical to the formation of high-quality fibers. Because of the inherent difficulties to study fiber tissues and the lack of markers to monitor the fiber development, therefore, we come up with this project using multidisciplinary approach to detect the effects of drought stress on fiber structural changes by investigating fiber development from primary cell wall to secondary cell wall, and to explore the effects of water deficit on fiber properties like fiber maturity, fiber length, and fiber strength. In both 2010 and 2011 growing seasons, we planted four cotton varieties in the USDA research field under three irrigation levels: well irrigated, semi irrigated, and dryland. Totally, we conducted three applications per genotype. In this presentation, only data from 2010 are presented. On the day of flowering, that is the 0 DPA, individual flowers were tagged. We hand harvested cotton bolls at critical stages from 10 to 56 DPA. Normally 8 to 10 per plant per genotype. Prior to the laboratory analytical testing, first we need to separate the cotton fibers from the cotton seeds and rinse them with distilled water to remove the sugars on the surface of fibers. Afterwards, scanning electron microscopy, fiber cross-section, cotton scope, Fourier transform infrared spectroscopy, high volume instrument, and advanced fiber information systems were adopted to study the structural changes occurring during the growth and development of fibers from 10 DPA to full maturity under different irrigation levels. First, let's look at the SEM of fiber cross-sections results. The above one is from I cultivar at 56 DPA. The well-irrigated fibers and semi-irrigated fibers, secondary cell wall are well-developed. Most fibers are mature fibers. However, for the dryland fibers, the secondary cell wall are poor and thinly developed. Most are immature fibers. The below is from IB cultivar at 56 DPA. IC and SC fibers, most are mature fibers. For dryland fibers, they are much better compared to the air cultivar, but still, there are some immature fibers. And the same results for IC cultivar and ID cultivar at 56 DPA. This is the mature ratio from the cotton scope. With the development of DPA, mature ratio increases. Next, let's look at the FTR results. In this project, the UA universal attenuated total reflectance Fourier transform inferred was used to record sample spectra. Totally, we got 5400 spectra for the whole samples. And this is the UATR FTIR. Here I give an example of the FTR spectra of the developing cotton fibers from well-irrigated fibers IA cultivar. I chose four typical developing stages: 10 DPA before secondary cell wall synthesis, 20 DPA starting secondary cell wall synthesis 30 dpa, secondary cell wall synthesis finished and 56 dpa mature fibers. Also, there are several important peaks, like 3300 peak is assigned to hydrogen bonding. The peak at 1735 is a carbonyl. Peak at 1627 is due to the OH bonding. The peak at 1543 is due to the presence of NH2 deformation. The peak at 897 is a beta linkage. The peak at 710 is a crystalline cellulose 1 beta. As I mentioned before, totally we got 5400 spectra. It is impossible for us to present them one by one. Therefore, we conducted a principal components analysis of FTR spectra. Here is the result from IA cultivar. Before secondary cell wall synthesis, we can PC1 87% separate the dryland fibers from the semi-irrigated and well-irrigated. Starting secondary cell wall synthesis, we cannot cluster them into two groups. After the secondary cell wall synthesis finished, we can PC1 73% separate the well-irrigated from dryland and semi-irrigated. For the mature fibers, we can PC1 88% separate the dryland from semi-irrigated and well-irrigated. Therefore, we can see IA cultivar fiber structures are sensitive to the irrigation treatment. For IB cultivar, at 10, 20, 30 dpa, we cannot cluster them into two groups. But for the mature fibers, we can PC1 74% separate the well-irrigated fibers from semi-irrigated and dryland. Therefore, IB cultivar fiber structural changes are also sensitive to the irrigation levels. For IC cultivar, starting secondary cell wall synthesis, we can PC1 86% separate the well-irrigated from semi-irrigated and dryland. For the mature fibers, we can almost completely separate the dryland fibers from semi-irrigated and well-irrigated. There is a 98% separation. For the ID cultivar, we can well separate and cluster the fiber structures into two groups at the four typical stages. Therefore, for ID cultivar, the fiber structural changes of ID cultivar is also sensitive to the irrigation levels. At last, HVI and FACE were used to determine cotton fibers, macronair, mature ratio, finesse, and so on. For the HVI macronair results, statistically there is no significant effect of cultivar treatment and there is no interaction effect. The same for the HVI strength, no statistically significant effects of cultivar treatment and there is no interaction. For HVI length, there is no statistically significant effect of cultivar and there is no interaction. But there is a significant effect of the irrigation level because we all know fibers from well-irrigated field are normally longer. For HVI elongation, there is a statistically significant effect of cultivar and the irrigation level. But there is no interaction between cultivar and irrigation treatment. For FS maturity ratio, no statistically significant effects of cultivar treatment and there is no interaction. The same to the FS finesse, no statistically significant effects of cultivar treatment and no interaction. In sum, we can conclude the FTR analysis shows that the irrigation level has an impact on the structure of cellulose. Statistically, there is a significant effect of the irrigation level on the fiber length, and there is a statistically significant effect of the cultivar and the irrigation level on the elongation. Finally, I would like to acknowledge Cotton Incorporated for funding this research. Thank you for your attention and welcome to any questions.